You're listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome back to another video. I'm sitting here, got my dog beside me, got my English breakfast coffee and the adventure. It's time for us to get started. Let's let the adventure begin. So we're talking about marriage fail points, but today I want to talk about not just marriage fail point, but also your personal fail point and perhaps even your spouse's fail point. So the reason I wrote this book is because I was watching so many marriages fail and people didn't know why they were failing. Also, I've done some training in one of my coaching programs about a personal fail point. So we want to kind of put some pieces together and also think about it in terms of when is it the point when your spouse hits the fail point. So what is a fail point? In engineering, it's when everything finally breaks down. And I remember when I was a kid, I was pretty a nerdy kid, and I was always kind of getting into things and making things for my magic act or just, you know, because I needed some gizmo to help me with something in life. And one of my favorite targets were those old wire coat hangers. I don't even know you can find them very easily anymore. They used to be really sturdy. Now the ones you get, you know, with your shirts, if they're pressed, are skinny little pieces of wire. And then you get the plastic ones that break anyway, and you can't do anything with them. But let me tell you about this, the pieces of wire, those old ones that I had. I would steal them from my mom, and I would take them, and I would start bending them because, you know, that bottom piece and also kind of even that curved piece of it, I could use for something, sometimes even the hook there. And I would start to bend it back and forth. And what I realized was the first bend was really hard. There's a stress point that comes from that. It's really hard to get it to bend. But the more you go back and forth and the faster you go back and forth, the first thing that you find is there's a lot of heat from the friction of all those molecules, right, being pulled back and forth together. But if you keep doing it, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier and pop. It fails. That's the fail point. And it's true in any machine that there's some place where if enough stressors hit it, enough things happen to it, it will fail. And that's the fail point. So why do I use that analogy for marriages? Well, because most marriages do not fail the first stress point. Most people don't give up on a marriage the first stress point. It's the continuing stressing that finally breaks it down. And there's some reasons why that is. And here's what often happens. When people are looking at their marriage, they're looking at these pieces and they think that they say, that's what caused it to fail. This is what caused it to fail. And many times it's really the symptoms that they're talking about. We'll talk about three of those. Affairs, arguments, and alienation. Those are three big ones that people think are what are causing the failure and are actually symptoms of the underlying issue. So let's just kind of go through those. Affairs. One of the books I wrote, Recovering from the Affair, is because marriages do sometimes suffer from infidelity and they need a way back. If they don't want to end up divorced, they need a way back. Now, many marriages don't survive affair, but many do. In fact, many come back from affairs stronger than they were before because they recognize what I'm telling you right now. It's a symptom. It's a symptom of the disconnection in the relationship. In fact, it's a symptom of two things: the disconnection in the relationship and the lack of boundaries that are created to protect the relationship. And those two things together are what get us into trouble. And so part one of the A's that we just talked about is affairs. That's a symptom of what's going on. So then there are the arguments. You know, a lot of times people tell me that it's the tension in their relationship that finally does it in. But that's also just a symptom. Again, it's a symptom of the disconnection that's there. It's a symptom of the disconnection and the stagnation that's come into the relationship. Because what is an argument? It's a conflict that's not getting solved. And I'm not talking about when you have an argument about what restaurant are you going to stop at or, you know, something like that, something kind of trivial that you figure out and move on. I'm talking the arguments that recur over and over in a relationship, or the arguments that lead to the next day alienation. The disconnection continues. So you feel alienated from your spouse, maybe separation, maybe you do it in-house, maybe out of the house. Somehow all of those are symptoms of what we really want to get to. It's a symptom of why marriages fail. What is behind all of that? So let's talk about this on three different levels. The first one I want to talk about is on the marriage itself. What is the fail point of a marriage? And that is when it doesn't make the shift to being a we, right? So you start off in a relationship as you, me, right? And then you find each other and you begin a date and get together and you start thinking of each other as you and me, the two of us together. When you get married, some people think that that's just fine, right? Being you and me. The problem is you're forming this bond together and you're bringing your life together and you're making yourself bound to this other person in ways that matter in so many areas of life, legally and otherwise, right? And you have to make a cross from you and me to we. We're in this together. We're a team. If you do not, you and me quickly becomes you versus me. And that begins to break down into the arguments, the alienation, potentially having an affair, because there is not the we're in this together, we're a team, right? So I've talked about this in other videos about how you have to create this we. And the fail point is when you fail to do that, stress after stress after stress, because you're working this way instead of this way. That's a lot more solid if you're like, we are in this together, we're a team, we're indomitable together, versus you, me, flex, 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 finally, fail point. So that's how it happens there. How about with your spouse? Well, a couple of things happen that are outside of your control that might be going on in your spouse that are similar to what I'll talk about with you, but I want you to think about a couple of things that may be going on when your spouse hits a fail point. One possibility is your spouse sees no change. Nothing's going on. Your spouse has been unhappy with things, but there's no change. And no change, the stagnation, finally gets in the way enough that it creates more of those stress points. And over time, your spouse finally gets to this place where there's no connection. Connection is the lifeblood of a relationship. Whenever you take out the connection, you begin to starve the relationship of what it needs. And the circulation is broken there. So you have to have that connection in order for a marriage to thrive. But there is an outgrowth. So we have no change and no connection, which, by the way, if you're familiar with my process, now we have just kind of named all three of how you work back. Connect with your spouse, change yourself, create a new path. That new path, it's about being a we. So we're already putting the framework in place of how you work back, but I want you to think about the after effects of when there's no connection, when they don't see a change. What is that? No hope. Humans do not do well when they lose hope. In fact, the effect on their physical and psychological mindset is pretty incredible. It can break a person down very quickly, physically, emotionally, and get them to a place where they have no idea on how to move forward in the way things are, and so they start looking for another off-ramp, right? If I have no hope here, can I find hope here by going in another direction? And so the no hope is in the marriage getting better. When you've lost hope in a marriage getting better, many people hit the fail point. Now, what happens with you? Well, what I'll watch is that same thing. You feel no connection, right? You feel like nothing's really changing in the relationship. And so you share those pieces in common with your spouse. But there's another piece if you're the one who's watching this, and that is the try, try, try. You try something, you don't get any traction. You try something else, you don't get any traction. You try something else, you don't get any traction. And each time, there's a little less hope that it's going to move forward and a little more frustration that you can't do anything about it. One of the ways we lose hope is when what we've tried over and over hasn't worked. And we run out of ideas. We run out of capacity of looking for possibilities. And so for you, the same thing happens. The fail point comes in. And so what you notice is there is this common place, whether it's the marriage fail point, your personal fail point, or your spouse's personal fail point. It's all centered in the fact that the connection has failed, that the hope has been lost, and that there is no foreseeable path forward to get there. So what do you do about that? How do you address that? Well, this is where I pick it up in my Save the Marriage system. Part of the things we talk about is how do you connect? What are the ways that you can bring back that connection? Because if you can start rebuilding the connection and you can begin to work on making some shifts, how do you address that in the marriage? A perspective change. What is the perspective shift you need to make? How can you begin to think not this way, but this way? How can you get out of the me and you and me, to we? You've got to make that bridge if you want things to go. And so part of what's going on is in your mindset, if you don't know, if you don't understand that perspective change, you are stuck in a method, in a thought process, in a marriage model that is bound for failure. Marriage fail point. That's how you get there. That's part of what I discuss in this book, is the fact that a marriage has to get there, and there has to be a way, even if you've been stuck for a long time, of not being there, of making that shift to get there. You need to make that. How about for yourself? One of the things that I find helpful is for people to think about, why are they wanting to save their marriage? There is this myth that people have that when people are coming to me, they still like the way the marriage is, and it's their spouse that doesn't want it. But the fact is, most of the time, both people are in pain. The difference is one person is still going, I want to move forward. I see a path forward. I want to find a path forward. And the other person's going, yeah, I don't see how this happens. I don't see how we move forward. And so that's the difference. So what happens if you were to be able to sit down and ask the question, what are my whys? Why do I want to save my marriage? When you make that particular question to yourself, you suddenly have another possibility. Choice. You can choose to find a path forward. You can choose to look for a way to move forward. You can decide that you're going to follow that path. You're going to find some ways of changing yourself, of improving who you are, of getting rid of the stagnation that has gotten you in trouble, because that stagnation is showing up in your marriage. The way you show up in your marriage is affecting what happens in the relationship. Because what's got to happen for your spouse to come back into the relationship? Your spouse has got to find a new way of finding hope. Your way of finding hope is finding the path. Your spouse's way of finding the hope is seeing that there is a possibility, seeing that there are some shifts, seeing that there are changes that are happening, whether it's you or the relationship, the connection, whether there is something else that can bring it back. Because this is what I've realized over time. It's very rare that people are 100% out of a marriage when their marriage is in trouble. They just don't see a path forward. It's not that they want a divorce. They just don't see another way forward. And so part of what you've got to do is create a way that they can see that hope, to see something different and what is required of that. Change. Now, it's easy for you to, at this moment, be going, my spouse is the one who needs to change. Let me give you the bad news. You don't have control over that. You don't have control over how your spouse decides to show up, how your spouse decides to think about marriage. You don't have any control over any of that. you do have control over how you show up, how you decide you're going to make changes in your life to be the person you need to be. That's your capacity. So part of what we do to avoid the marriage fail point is before it gets that, we begin to work on this and on you finding better ways of being in your relationship, of you finding better ways of navigating who you've been and how you show up. When we do that, what we do is we go from those flex points, right? You may already have the stress points, but when you do this, then you strengthen it again, right? Then you bring it back, the healing that comes back. It wouldn't have worked with the wire. If I did the wire long enough, it's weakened forever. It'll finally snap. That's not true of relationships. Not true of hearts. It's not true of people. We can find ways of healing, of growing, of changing. Now, if you need some help with that, got a couple of resources for you. One is I've got a new kind of resource for learning. It's called The Connection Compass. And you can find me at theconnectioncompass.online, theconnectioncompass.online. So that's kind of designed to be your compass and finding your way through this path, navigating to get yourself on this path to make it better, right? On this adventure, because it's beginning now. Your adventure begins here on finding the marriage that you want. And if you need more help with that and you need a system to do it, come visit me at savethemarriage.com. That's savethemarriage.com. And this is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage and stop the fail point.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.